The Hayes Chamber is getting ready for their education appreciation event at the end of this month at the Rose Garden Banquet Hall. President and CEO Sarah Wasinger talks to us about that, along with Kim Barnes, owner of the Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering, on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So, Kim, you've got a lot of neat things that you guys offer down at Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering. We talked a little bit last week about the different packages that you offer. Do you want to kind of talk a little bit about what folks can experience or expect when they work with you to host an event there?
Sure. We do offer a couple packages for weddings or anniversaries. It could be the diamond package, which includes all the decorating, backdrops, the whole nine yards. All you have to do is arrive and enjoy the events. And then we have a more economical package where we let you do the decorating and we still provide the wonderful food and bar service for you.
Now, you have something exciting that you have not always had. Do you want to talk a little bit about your new photo booth?
Yes, we have what's called the Magic Mirror Photo Booth. It's actually like a 5-foot full-length mirror. You touch it. Guests can take pictures. They print right out for you, or they can have them sent to their phone or email. We had that at a wedding just a couple weeks ago, and everybody loved it. It's a lot of fun. Give me a call and ask about that for your next event.
Wonderful.
That's cool. I love those things.
Yeah. Oh, they're a lot of fun.
You can get a little silly if you want to at that.
You can. Yes, you can. Lots of props for it.
So you guys have such an array of colors. Do you want to kind of talk about the varieties that you have or what people might be expecting to choose from when they set up with one of those diamond packages that you were talking about?
Well, brides have an idea in their mind what their wedding reception is going to look like. So we're constantly ordering in new fabrics, new napkins, whether it's burgundy and navy or blush pink, sparkly. We have just a wide variety of colors and trends to accommodate most requests.
So now that we are post-COVID, what does booking your venue look like? How far out should brides or folks who are looking for anniversary parties or things of that nature talk to you in advance to schedule so they can make sure they get that day booked?
We're already booking into 2022.
Wait, what?
You plan a wedding, they're usually planning about a year out. I can look into October and I am completely booked. I'm taking bookings now for December for Christmas parties. The spring is still pretty open, but next fall is already filling up. So you'll want to call and get on the calendar because these brides, you know, they're calling and reserving those dates.
So you talked about booking holiday parties. If your venue is booked, do you also offer possibly catering offsite for holiday parties too for people who maybe want to have it at a home or things of that nature?
Absolutely. We can come to your home. We can come to your business, anywhere you need us to go.
That's awesome. I'm wondering, have the parties this year been kind of crazy? I'm just like, everybody seems so excited to be just getting out and doing things.
They are. Groups are getting bigger. this last wedding, you know, everyone was just so happy to be out and together. And it was almost 300 people. So your groups are getting bigger. We're still taking precautions, you know, lots of sanitizing, lots of cleaning. We will serve you from the buffet line if that makes you more comfortable. Just anything to keep people safe.
Excellent.
So I have to give a shameless plug for Kim because she literally saved our bacon a couple of times this year with last minute changes. So I just want to share that she is fantastic to work with. The food is always so delicious. The experience is great every time. So be sure to give her a shout out for any of your big event needs coming up.
Thanks, Sarah.
And speaking of big events,
yes,
we have one coming up this month.
And this is one of the ones you love.
Yes.
One of your favorite ones.
Well, I love all of our events, but this one is just kind of special because of my former background at USD 489. So we have our Education Appreciation event coming up on August 31st. And speaking of great locations to host the event, Kim is hosting us at the Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering. Ta-da! So this is really kind of a cool event because we invite all of the area educators across Ellis County to come and enjoy just really a beautiful evening. They're treated to a meal. They have, you know, some options for cash bar or just regular drinks that they can access that evening. The first 200 attendees this year, we're going to do something a little bit different, and we're going to give 200 swag bags out to the first 200 attendees. So definitely important to come at 5 o'clock versus maybe 5:30 or 6 if you want to get one of those.
Absolutely. I got to throw this out there. My wife came home with one of the Hayes Chamber swag bags the other day. I don't know what's in this one, but oh my gosh, it was pretty cool.
There's some cool stuff in there. Yeah. So I'm just going to throw out, there's a lot of neat stuff in there too. So I'm not going to give any spoilers. You have to come to the event to see what's in the bag.
I see how you're doing it.
Yeah. You can't give it all away, James. You got to leave some, you know, mystique to it.
Absolutely. What? Get some of that HPC. I mean,
that's right. Honey pecan chicken. Yeah. It's life. But speaking of the menu, she will be serving a delicious honey pecan chicken meal. And there will also be an option for plain chicken or just chicken fried chicken that evening for folks with the option to do gravy and, of course, delicious sides and dessert. And like I said, a cash bar. This is our 33rd year in a row as a Chamber of Commerce offering this event. Not many events last 33 years. So just I think it goes to show how much we value our educators in Ellis County. And we encourage everyone to work with your school administrator to RSVP for that event. That RSVP deadline will be August 20th. And that's so we can give Kim plenty of time to make sure she has enough delicious food for everybody. Do want to give a quick shameless plug to our sponsors, though, because without them, this event is definitely not possible. So thank you to Emprise Bank and Enersys, Midwest Energy, Nextech Wireless and Nextech, Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering, of course, Sunflower Bank, Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill, Walmart, and Worth Wealth Management, LLC.
That's so cool to see so many, you know, businesses here in the area stepping up and helping show the appreciation for those educators, because they really do have it's a tough job.
Well, it's a tough job any time of year or any year, but specifically after coming off of this last year and a half, I think giving them a little bit of extra love and appreciation is definitely in order. So.
Now. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, we talked a little bit about this last week, but you've also got your Q3 business showcase coming up, which is pretty exciting as well.
We do. And I have some teasers for you now because we have some businesses to share.
Nice.
So Premier Business Management is going to be our Chamber Tech sponsor this go around. So for folks who maybe haven't participated in this event before, you get a business showcase card at one of the participating locations. And the goal is to take this card around to all of the different locations listed on that card. You'll talk to the people at the different businesses or organizations that are participating. There will be a question that you'll have to answer on that card. And then once you get that question answered, they'll go ahead and stamp your card for you. So three of the locations that we have confirmed right now are the Center for Health Improvement. Of course, that's Hayes Med's beautiful facility out there on their campus. And then we also have, this is a new name, and it's a mouthful. So FHSU Victor E. Tiger Apparel and Gift Co. This is the bookstore apparel shop that is actually located inside of Memorial Union on FHSU campus. So they're rebranding and it's very cool. They're going to be carrying a new line of dog and pet clothing even.
That's neat.
So if you want
to check that out,
if you want to dress up Bowser, maybe go check them out.
Well, see, ours is Sammy. Sammy, it's our house.
Okay. Well, mine's Bobo, but you know.
I love that. We got to talk about more about that after we get off air. Bobo.
And then
gotta get the story on that one. But,
that's pardon my frog. And then First Care Clinic is also participating.
Yeah. And you got to love First Care. I mean, obviously, and anybody in healthcare this year, it's been what a rough year for all of those folks. But, yeah, that's really cool with the book store down on campus. And I got to imagine that, you know, it's because kids don't get books the same way they did when like we were in college. You don't go into the bookstore and pick them up or get the box now. It's all just mailed and.
Right. You don't break your back as much, or maybe even it's digital. So,
yeah, I was going to say, in grad school, I don't even remember how many. I think maybe bought 2 books. Everything was online.
I knew I needed a chiropractor after going to college because those books were really heavy. So,
yes. And thank goodness the students don't have to deal with all that anymore. But anyway, yeah. How cool. Going to be a fun event.
It will be fun. So if your business is looking to get some extra foot traffic, we are working with Fort Hays State University to really kind of amp up this event for college students to participate, specifically since we have their store participating this time. So definitely give us a call at the chamber office at 785-628-8201, and we'll go ahead and get your business signed up. The deadline to sign up is next week, Friday, and that's just so we can make sure we get all the promotional materials updated and sent out.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, we've got the big two events, but you also, down there at the Hayes Chamber, have something going on just about every day. Sarah, what all you got going on this week?
Well, it's a week of ribbon cuttings, and that is such an exciting thing because that usually means we are celebrating a new business and welcoming them to our chamber, or at least a milestone. And we are going to be, just later on this morning, I encourage everyone to visit with us at the Welcome Center at 10 a.m. We'll have a ribbon cutting with Forward Focus. And for those of you who may not be familiar with that business, they do business consulting, and they specialize in business transitioning. So if you're looking at possibly selling your business, or just are transitioning out of that and want to look at what your different options are, they are really great at succession planning. So be sure to check that out. And then tomorrow, we're also going to have a ribbon cutting at 10 o'clock at the Welcome Center with Thrivent. And then we do have a prospective board directors meeting tomorrow as well at the Welcome Center at 3 p.m. So anyone who is seeking to apply for one of our board director positions, that term would run from 2022 to 2024, is encouraged to attend this informational meeting to get all your questions answered. Those applications, of course, will be due at the end of this month. And then business after hours is this Thursday. Our host will be Viera Wireless, and they're located at 2703 Vine Street. And I know Matt and his team are going to have some exciting things to share with us at that event. And then we'll round out the week that same day with an HYP Advisory Council meeting at Thursday at 5:15 at the Welcome Center. And our final event is our Chamber Chat, and it's exciting because we'll be on FHSU campus again to celebrate with Career Services. They've got a lot of great things going on, and that'll be at 9 a.m. at the Memorial Union Sunset Atrium. So literally when you walk into the Memorial Union on the west side, that big, beautiful space when you walk in.